a little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the Morning Sickness. It is 5:45. It's Wednesday. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo, ready to go for a beautiful Wednesday morning. Another perfect one. A little rain up north and some lightning. Got a little show in the sky there. It's not bad. Another day in paradise, and they're putting on a little nice show for us, which is even better.
We got a little sprinkle in Gilbert.
Did you get some rain?
Yeah, I came out. My car was
that's
wet.
Good.
In the...
I didn't even know.
But I think it was just a little cry.
Did you scream?
That sounds cute.
I didn't scream.
No, no reason to scream. I'm knee deep in this Mexico story now.
It is.
I had a friend
find out there's a Vice special.
Oh, I watched the Vice special yesterday. Somebody sent me, and the Mormons have been fighting this cartel group for a long time. They're a polygamous sect of not to say anybody deserves to be shot up and burned to death. But something ain't right here. It's like going to South Chicago with your white family and going, all right, I don't like how anybody runs any of these streets. And then you get beat up and everybody's like, what happened? Well, you went down and you started to play with the cartels. These people evidently have been down. See, here's the other thing. I said this to somebody yesterday because they were very distraught about the whole thing. And I'm like, let me ask you something, though. Why would a group of Mormons who have broken off from the Mormon church pick Mexico unless they were up to something? And they were. They were up to, a lot of them are like in this polygamous thing. So they didn't want to get in trouble here. They went down, started their own little enclave, this own little township, and started to do things their own way. Well, the cartels are all around them. And since El Chapo got arrested, they basically have broken into like the Jaguars and this other group. They've got like three or four groups. And these Mormon people go over and mess with them. Like they'll come in and they've stood up and done things to them like, you know.
Mess with them.
Well, just,
what
know,
are they going to
the
do?
Cartels are around. They evidently, from this Vice thing, they've been going down there trying to fight them for years.
Mormons?
Yep.
No.
Yep. For the land?
Yep. Because they want their area expand to the be compound. Their own thing. So they want to expand this giant thing they've built.
So you're saying there was a TV special yesterday?
No, a long time ago.
Oh.
And it's Mitt Romney's family.
And they interview the family that is mentioned throughout this whole...
The Millers.
Yeah. And then there's another guy. They're talking to him on the Vice, and he's just saying, well, I'll just say, yes, we've had some run-ins with them.
They have intentional stand-up confrontations with these cartel members. So everybody that's saying, oh, this is an identity, a mistaken identity, and the cartels planned this attack.
Well, maybe they were looking for other Mormons, not that specific group of Mormons.
They found a group of Mormons.
The ones that are fighting back.
Here's what I know. That if there's a group of Mormons that the cartel have attacked, and I'm a Mormon, and I look like that group, I'm pretty much staying out of the cartel's way if I don't want to get. But if I'm part of the group, and I'm standing up to the... And did you see the road they were driving on? It's this backwoodsy, weird desert... it's just everything you want to wander into to get yourself
into a pickle. That if something could happen like that, that is
that's
road
where
worse.
It's going to happen, yeah. Right. And it was just...
I think they're lacking one special skill for all this. It's street smarts.
Well, it's
just looking at all the Mormons I've known in my life.
And I think they're all thinking they're going to be shielded by the Lord.
Yeah.
And the cartels are like, no, not really. Try see if the Lord... If you're impervious to fire, we'll find out if the Lord likes you. Turns out they're not. And it's horrible. It's a horrible thing. But again, if I went and stood down... And, it's like when Bruce Willis put that thing on in Die Hard 3 that just had the N-word on it and stood in a black neighborhood. Bad things are going to happen. These people went down there, took their beliefs, took their system, and stood in the middle of the cartel's desert and said, by the way, we don't like you guys even coming around here, so we're going to fight when you do. And they're like, is that right?
And we're planning on building some more.
And we're going to do a whole bunch of stuff, whether you like it or not. And they would come along and say, we don't like it. And they're like, we don't care. What are you going to do about it? And that, you know, you just don't pick fights with a drug cartel that's got 33,000 kills under its belt in 1 year. It's weird. Like everybody's sitting there saying how what a tragedy it is. And it's, I think they picked a fight.
Well,
from all I'm reading, I'm pretty sure they picked
the parents
a fight.
Share some responsibility of putting those kids in harm's way in the first place.
Most certainly. That's what I'm saying. It's like you take a bunch of 6-year-olds and twins and 8-year-olds and babies, and you drive them around, and you're flipping off the cartel with that. You got precious cargo in the ride. I'm always getting yelled at in my car when I have my little road rage. You're going to get us all killed. Because it's a bad idea.
That's why they travel with escorts.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in a lot of those areas. If you're going out, if you're a person of influence, a lot of times in those neighborhoods. Now, the other thing is about the compound, they could be stocked. I mean, I know a lot of those families, and are you know, they're prepared for a year's worth of supplies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there's plenty of lead in the neighborhood of Gilbert.
They love to stock up on lead. That's a future investment for them to make sure to keep the people away from their water supplies when the crap hits the fan. Yep. That's basically, we got to guard our own. The funny thing is, the guy they arrested yesterday, who they think is the suspect in the shootings, well, the cartel guy, when they got to his house, he opens it up, and they're like, we need to talk to you for a little bit. He's like, okay. And they go inside. There's a couple of people bound and laying on the ground, tied up. What are these? Oh, these are hostages. Oh, yeah, we got to take you in for a whole bunch of stuff. He's loaded with guns and everything else. He's got two people tied up in a little dungeon he's built. And they're like, we raided his house and we found someone. They didn't even mention that in the news, that that's, he's got, the guy we got is going to go to jail for one reason. He may or may not be a suspect in this whole shooting, the Mormon family. But the two hostages he's got in his house, probably not a good guy anyway. But that was kind of normal practice in the area. I just, the more I read about it, the more I'm like, what were they doing there? And the more you read, the more you find out, they were up to no good the whole time. They were down there trying to do things they're not allowed to do here.
Yeah, what was going on? Because, like you said, if you were, you know, decide, this is property here we can get, let's build on it. And then all of a sudden someone from whatever, a cartel comes over and says, look, I don't want you here. You know what? I'm moving on.
I'm with you. And even if it's Beezer Homes in South Phoenix and enough people knock on my door and go, we want you out of the neighborhood. I'm like, wow, you know, I could fight this.
Or you set up an arrangement where you can say, okay, if that's the case, then is there any place we can go?
Yeah. You try to make friends. I'm not the most neighborly guy in the world. I shake hands. I wave. I say the thing. But if all my neighbors came to my house and said, we're going to get rid of you. All of us are going to get rid of you. Oh, yeah? We'll see about all that. And then they start, you know, setting my car on fire every once in a while or threatening to kill me. I'm moving. It's not a good neighborhood anymore. I'm
just curious. Like, you guys dug a little deeper into it. Where did you? Because like on all the regular Fox and
Vice.
CNN and
no, they're treating this, because this is 24-hour news. They're treating this like a tragic.
I have
exactly. You know,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
They're treating this like it's an absolute mistake, and these poor people.
But there are some gray areas.
You don't have to dig too deep.
I get what you're saying, because everybody thinks that. Yeah. Like, you're always like, what are they doing down
Why
there?
Why are but they there?
None of these news channels are,
CNN's,
like, mentioning that.
CNN's article goes fairly deep into the idea that they were fundamentalists separate from the Mormons. They weren't Mormons. They keep calling them Mormons, but they started their own thing.
And they said that from when I saw it in the first thing yesterday, it immediately said fundamentalists.
Well, they went on.
They don't dig deeper into why they're there.
But the you know what they're trying to decipher yesterday was, did they happen to drive into a middle of a shooting going on?
No.
And when they look at it further, like, wait a minute, the next one's
two
10
attacks
miles down.
Yeah, two coordinated attacks,
and
on the
one
same
is
group.
Just blatantly set on fire.
Yeah. The CNN article says they have a history of conflict with the drug cartels. They've targeted Foreign Minister Jorge Castaneda, and they've actually gone after some of the people who have been behind us. So they've been active in the fight against these cartels. Now that the cartels are their own, what they are is kind of a broken off piece of a cartel known as the Mormon religion. And now that El Chapo's done, all these little factions of the cartel have broken off into little gangs to try to get their own piece of the property. So now it's. Now it's land fights. Man, this is brutal down there.
And
this
the
is
cartel, you think about it, it's similar to, you know, the Italian mafia. Even though all the stuff that they're doing, they still, I don't know all the cartels, but they still keep in Mexico, it's a heavy Catholic base.
Oh, sure.
So someone else is coming in with another thing and wanting to expand when you bring...
They're terrible with the thou shalt not kill thing. Yeah, when you load religion up, that's exactly what history says causes wars. I don't think any of us would be stricken with grief, apparently, as the news is trying to make us, if this was Afghanistan. And a group of Mormons or a group of Catholics or Christians moved over to Afghanistan and plopped down and started to tell everybody, this is not how it's going to be anymore. And ISIS went in and slaughtered them, because the cartels are no different than ISIS. They're evil, terroristic crazies who will take you out if you start getting in their way.
Yes. What if you find out one of the scenarios would be I mean, I was just thinking, like, one of the daughters converted and became a wife over in the
compound. they got a cartel like, Mexican. Oh, that's a good story. That would be fun. That's a good movie right there.
So looking at these, you know, the Mormons, the pictures of them, they don't look very threatening.
No, group. They never do. But that's the thing. That's where they got you. Is it, like Brady said, you go through that Mormon house over in Gilbert, and you're like, well, you guys all stocked up for when it all ends? Oh, yeah, let me show you that room. And it's gun lockers and water and food. And, yeah, they're not screwing around. They're not threatening. They've got a wink and a smile and beautiful blonde hair. Traditionally, that's not threatening. But ask an Indian or a black guy if blonde hair, blue-eyed, good-looking people are threatening or not. Ask the Mexicans. Those folks are the worst ones.
Went to Sportsman's, and they're out of 357 rounds. I got 10,000 rounds.
You guys can have some. I'll sell them for double. Yeah. Anybody who is like you and I, Eric, are not threatened by the Mormon look. Because we've got it.
Well, I don't think there's anyone left from the 1800s in Missouri that the Mormons just decimated. But they don't have a good history.
Strong point. They go in with their blue eyes and those beautiful teeth. You know, like, these people seem nice because visually they're very attractive. But, that Anglo-Saxon Euro look, it's done some damage. It's time we stop saying, I don't think they look threatening. That's what threatening looks like to a brown. If you're brown, blonde hair, blue eyes, and a mass that shows up in your country and just settles in, you're like, oh boy, you know what happens next, right?
What if we find out that the whole reason everything was fine for a while, because they were making runs across the border.
That's what I was thinking yesterday. They were muling for them because it's easy.
And they said, you know what, we don't want to do it anymore.
Because Eric's at the border in his outfit going, these people are fine, let them through. And they got Mexicans sewn in their car seats because nobody's looking at them. They look the part.
Because
to Whitey, Whitey's not threatening. What's Whitey going to do? They're beautiful. But to browns, Whitey's scary, especially the pretty ones.
You're right, though. It's funny about our outrage. Like, you know, you hear about this overseas, and you know, that's just
terrible.
But
El Paso,
like,
Walmart.
Like, we expect Mexico to act like us. We're all shocked when stuff like this happens. Yeah. There was just a story not too long about 43 bodies in Mexico. This happens, and now it's another situation.
It's no surprise when Mexico cartels pop up and start killing people. If you're in Mexico, that's part of the risk of Mexico. Evidently, part of the fun.
Finding.
Again, we talked about the group that they found those 43 bodies. The way they found them was a group of 200 people who are missing children or family members who take sticks and just poke into the ground until they find a skull. And it's just a free-for-all of stick poking. Just take a stick and, you know, you'll find something eventually. And then, oh, I got one. And then, I got 43. Yeah, this thing's got legs in a different direction now. And I know it's sad, and the news is going to throw up pictures of that beautiful blonde family with their babies and stuff, and certainly no kid deserves that.
Oh, it's brutal.
To look at it, it's the wolf. But they were not – I personally am going to go on the limb and say they weren't the most innocent group of folks wandering around that neighborhood.
How about
they
the
weren't
miracle
sitting
baby?
Back, evidently weren't minding their own business. Was there one that came out?
Strapped in its seat, no shot, no damage, no nothing.
No.
The other one got shot in the chest.
In a God dome.
Yep.
That's what they'll say.
God only had time to pick one.
Guess what he is? He's the new Joseph Smith, and he's going to traipse around Mexico until the same thing happens to him that happened to Joe. People got fed up and took him out. This story is not what
I wonder
it's
where the mistaken identity thing came from. Because you heard that thrown around
because it's easy.
Whites need an explanation.
It's just funny how that just... nobody asked, like, why was it mistaken?
And
identity?
You start watching with a jaded eye when you have been around media a long time, and you see that mistaken identity thing, and I always go back to that Dave Chappelle story is when that girl that got kidnapped and was 6 feet from her house the whole time and no one could find her, and it was a national news story. Meanwhile, that little black girl in Philadelphia was chained to a radiator and chewed through the drywall in order to get the radiator off and escaped, and it was never a story. And she was kidnapped because a pretty little blonde girl got kidnapped, and the whole country was looking.
We'll get her.
We'll get that one. But the little black girl that was kidnapped in Philadelphia, you can say it's race baiting and everything else, but it's the other way too. And I'm as bigoted as you are with the whole. They look normal. Why would they be in with the cartels? Why would any? This must be mistaken identity. It plays really good on TV to say this innocent little blonde American family. Doing nothing but waving the American flag and being white. got shot down by these dreaded Browns who just have nothing but trouble. And everybody wants to get up Trump's ass, but we're all doing it. Every one of us, when we sit back and say, they're pretty. They have babies. You think Mexico doesn't have babies? You crazy?
Yeah. I mean, the only question I ever asked to myself was, what the hell are they doing down there anyway? It's almost like you feel bad, but they kind of asked for this.
It's the bikers through ISIS.
You moved down there.
The freedom riders that went through Afghanistan to try to spread the word to ISIS, and they got killed, and everybody's like, what happened? I'm like, ISIS happened.
It's like we try to tell Toledo, but he still does it, so it won't be shocking when he falls.
When you die, I used to have a friend named Grant Steinbruggy, and I see him every once in a while. And Grant did things that you're like, Grant's going to die. And we all have to brace ourselves for when Grant dies. And it wasn't if Grant dies. And somehow or another, Grant's doing very well. He stopped doing all this stuff. But we weren't unprepared for Grant's death because Grant would wander through terrible situations.
You could see it coming.
And be Grant, and everybody was going to kill Grant. And then he would go put, needles in his eyes.
Everybody's got that friend.
Everyone has that one. Is not going to make it.
The son that's the free climber. It's just a
matter
of time.
When he dies, yeah. And it's just that, we watch the Willendas on TV, not for success. When Nick Willenda falls, hopefully we'll be there to watch it, and it will be tragic. But we know that's why we do this. But everybody's doing it. Yeah, you move down to Mexico in the heart of cartel country. And set up shop, even if you do have good intentions, when you get slaughtered by the cartel, I got to say, it's location, 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 I think,
is the
problem.
Are you staying in the compound? I guess so.
Right.
Still.
Even still. When you land in Jamaica, they tell you at the airport, don't leave the resort. When you get to the resort, they tell you, don't leave the resort. When you're on the beach at the resort, they're like, good God, don't leave this resort. And then you go to the edge of the resort, and you see exactly why. There's a fence. They're digging holes under it. There's guys trying to sell drugs through the wall. There's cops shooting them away with sticks on the wall. And you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, take the planned excursions through the cruise company.
Everything you do, make sure there's a documented paper saying where you are. Because if you go off on your own, you're in Jamaica.
Yeah, there's certain countries, like Haiti. Yeah. Be careful down there. There's certain countries.
Well, Haiti has a beach. Stay on the beach. Go into Haiti, enter at your own risk, and come out with AIDS. My friend went to his medical. He was going to be a bad doctor. And he went to the Dominican Republic for his school and got wrapped up. He left the school for a little bit and went into the woods, got wrapped up in the revolution in like 2 weeks. He said, all of a sudden, I'm a freedom fighter. And I'm like, what? And he goes, oh, yeah, the guerrillas grabbed us and said, bodies, get in front. And he goes, we hid the whole time.
Fight or die.
And he said, and they found out we had medical experience. And the next thing you know, we're like the MASH unit for the revolution. And he got crazy because of it, but he was crazy already going down there. He said, all we did was cocaine and help out these guys. We didn't even know what they were fighting for or
cocaine
who they were fighting.
Cocaine and stitches.
They would point us in a direction and run, and then we'd stitch them up and send them back out. But he said, yeah, I got involved in the – and then they'd try to go back to school, and there'd be a dude waiting back at the school like, no, Mr. Osborne, I'm with us. Okay. And he'd go back out to the DR jungles and fight. And I don't even know – what side he was on. He could have been on the worst side ever. He could have been a cartel fighter. I don't know. But he's like, you just don't leave the resort. You don't leave the resort. And if you move from the United States to Mexico, chances are you've done something so horrible here, or you plan on doing something so horrible here, that Mexico is the alternative. It's lawless, so you're up to lawlessness.
And there's a couple of towns over there, like where the guy that used to own the first station we worked at, built places in San Miguel, which is in the center. And there's like 40,000 Americans that have all will stay down there. And that's where all of a sudden we were watching the one of those captured or kidnapped.
Wait, there's San a town Miguel. Of 40,000 Americans down there?
Yeah, they kind of create little cities. Rich people getaways. They don't live there full time. Some do. It's basically like, hey, this is okay because there's no Mexicans here.
Yeah, okay.
That's what Americans are saying.
They're going down there and gentrifying Mexico? Mm-hmm.
Well, no. on this town, they feel like they're living with the people.
No, they're not, though. That's why there's 40,000 Americans there. They feel like they're living there in a safe American version of what they know is Mexico. But it can still break out and be Mexico at any time. I've said this for years, but I've always had this expression that guy is human Mexico. Sure, he's fun, but at any minute now, anything can go wrong for him, and he'll probably end up dead. There's people who are human Mexico. Mexico is a dump. It is an absolute dump. And if you plan to move an entire group of blonde, blue-eyed people down there, it's because you were going to be lawless here. That's the only reason. It's the only reason to take a whole group or family down to Mexico and go, well, America doesn't like this one thing we're into, but I want to marry my sister.
Yeah, they didn't even go to the beach side or anything.
No, they hid in the middle. There's a sign up that says this here cartel country. And they're like, that's nice. This is a good place. There's a lot of space. We got a big old, we get good acreage here for pennies on the dollar because the cartel shoots and burns things out here. I'm not doing it. If a cartel member moved across the street, hey, what's your name? Oh, Raul. Hey, Raul, I'm John. I live right over there in the cul-de-sac. Good to have you in the neighborhood. What's your business, Raul? Cartel drug trade. Okay. Sign, click, and putting it in the front yard. Eric's got a listing. Nice job. See a cartel guy. That's one. Because I know bad things are going to happen around that, and I don't want to be near it. That's Mexico. Bad things are going to happen around it. I don't want to be near it. Unfortunately, we're landlocked. Wall's not going to help, but not going there will, for sure. That's why we don't want it to come here. That's why we're in a big fight with Mexico. It's like, please don't bring Mexico here, please. But we're the ones trying to get away. Yeah, but the ones that are awful are hiding with you.
John, in that Vice story, are we going to hear about the children who left behind 45 grieving husbands?
That's funny. No, the Vice story is really interesting because it's tied back to Mitt Romney's Mormons. This is a different group, but there's been a group of Mormons that's gone down there and starting to kick dirt in the cartel faces. And they've been warned several times, like, don't. Do not do this. This is not yours. You guys feel entitled to all of North America. You're not. Don't come down here with this. And they've been in fights with them in the past. And they go down there armed. Like, you see the Vice thing? The Mormons stand around with these machine guns walking around Mexico like, we'll fix it. And the cartels are like, oh, these goddamn white people. We'll get them. But I bet you're right. I bet you there was some side business of running folks. Because the streets they were driving on were brutal. It's a terrible story. But, man, there's more to it than what you're hearing. For sure. And a little bit of logic in your brain tells you, I'm not getting the full story here. What are they doing down there?
Some cases you got to pay to play.
Mm-hmm.
You want to stay down here.
And they weren't.
Yep.
Yeah.
Romney was born down there.
Yeah.
As part of this group.
Part of not this group, but a group similar.
Splinter group.
Yeah.
Born in Mexico?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then he couldn't be.
No, you can be born in another. He's still an American citizen. That's all you have to be. Yeah. It's probably some broken down embassy he was born in. So they can say it's American soil and stuff. But, yeah, he raves about that. And then he pops off and says things now and again. I don't know. He was born there. He spent a lot of time when he was a kid there. I know that. Fighting cartels. And they've kept that quiet. Those Mormons, I tell you what.
And how many of those?
He's born in Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah. He talks about his childhood
just
in Mexico.
Just outside of Mexico.
Yeah. It's a little bit north.
A little north.
But I've heard him say the thing about going down to Mexico all the time. But his family is definitely the ones involved in the original dirt kicking of the cartels. It's interesting. He's an interesting, they're an interesting group. Because again, we in America will take a look at the white people and say, why are they, look like they're going to get beat up down there. They're so fragile and innocent. Isn't it weird how we do that? We looked at that whole family, such a fragile, innocent group. And
well,
that's race. That's race planet.
As far as the people that were taken out.
Please.
Absolutely.
Those, maybe not. Yeah. You're only saying it about them because their pictures are pretty.
Well, no, it doesn't matter. It's anytime there's women and children, you get the impression that they're not like armed and loaded. These are not militant children, but you don't know.
I disagree. I think that if there's a group of what looks to be hard ass dark people living in Mexico, they're like, the news, they were stirring it up. I guarantee you, women, children or otherwise, like, what the hell were they doing down there? A group of South Chicago mothers took all their children down to central Mexico and lived in a desert, the news would not be reporting it as, oh, what a tragedy. These people were up to nothing. And they'd be putting pictures up. And they wouldn't make them bad guys, but they certainly would have why were they even there? And this, they have these beautiful Facebook photos. I mean, some of these people are really pretty. Like, the mom was really pretty. And they have the picture
dual
of her
citizens.
With a giant wicker chair. She's just lounging in. All these wonderful photos to make you feel like this is just a group of people that was minding their own. I don't buy
They're my neighbor.
Yeah. Exactly. They look like us.
Yep.
Guy says, John, if you want more info on it, I don't know if you listen to the Rogan podcast, but he had a Mexican guy who used to be a cop down there. Talked about it a few months back. It was a great episode. Got into a lot about that family.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding. Yeah, evidently they're well known in the area as kind of stirrers.
Right.
So nobody deserves to get shot up, but also pick a fight with the cartel, and I can tell you exactly how that ends. So I'm you know, too bad, but Brady drags his baby down into the tire fire and comes back and complains about being burned. I'm like, well, you know, I'm sorry that happened to you, but why did you get in the tire fire? I wanted to live in a tire fire for a while. Well, that's what happens in a fire. Fire.
Boy, the next We're the Millers movie is going to be fun, though.
I was saying that yesterday, too. It's like, maybe that's where they got that, We're the Millers, which isn't very good. It has some great moments. It gets silly. But it's about a family named Miller. They're fake. That drive down in an RV and take drugs to Mexico for the, you know, they're mules. And that's, now these are the Millers. Interesting. Yeah, it's getting deep. It's getting deep over there. And more coming, I'm sure of that. So, again, if I can implore every person here to not go to Mexico, unless you want to be a fake sad story on the news here in the United States as another victimized white person.
Go to Canada.
Canada's beautiful. Gorgeous. There's a place I went in Canada called Prince Rupert. Now it's cold as hell there now. Don't go now.
Yeah.
But in the summertime, I've never seen anything like this. It was like a postcard with eagles in it. And Bear Island, we keep the grizzlies over there. Like, you have a grizzly hotel? Yes. Unbelievable. And then you'd sit there and just, I wanted to move there. And then I told the guy, I want to move here. And he goes, you don't want to live here. I'm like, why? This is the only sunny day I've ever seen here. I've lived here for 6 years.
It's winter is coming.
Yeah, and he said 6 months of darkness, 6 months of gray.
Yeah, you definitely have to go at the right time.
And I looked and I'm like, what about this? And he goes, I've never seen a day like this in my life. So today proved that the science teacher in school was right. The sky is blue. I've never seen it before. I'm like, holy cow. We went crab fishing. We were, you know, trapping crabs and tossing meat to eagles that were just sitting by the boat. And they're
it's
floating
nicknamed around. Canada's soggiest city.
Yeah, and but not when I was there. It was 81 degrees. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, I went there. I went to Canada in the summer. It was beautiful.
Prince Rupert is hidden. It's a little, it's up north. It's hidden away and absolutely stunning. But all the residents are like, we're trapped here. Please take us with you.
And
they have Bill Murray Drive. Like, they're trying to, they have a couple of hip spots. The restaurant was great. It was amazing.
Yeah, on the BC side, you get the Banff, Whistler, all of those ski towns.
Forget it. What are we doing thinking Mexico's neat? What Mexico is cheap and risky, like a hooker. You're still going to get laid, but there's ramifications sometimes. Yeah, there's old Prince Rupert. It's and I looked at, I was looking at real estate. I was looking at houses.
Some of these houses.
I loved it there.
Not too bad.
One day of sunshine a year, and I was there for it. And the one guy's all, it's a Chamber of Commerce day. You don't want to live here. Eh? I'm like, really? No. That's a horrifying location. It's Earth's armpit. Oh, well, it's pretty nice here, and the crab meat's good. Yeah, that's all we eat, though, is crab meat. I can't stand crab meat.
Get tired of it.
I hate it.
He's developing pinchers.
We got these little redfish we eat, too, and then crab meat, and then each other. I'm like, oh, my God.
It's the same as everybody that grows up in Arizona. They just want to get out of here. Yeah. I went seasons.
I went snow, and I went some green.
There they go.
I'm driving around the desert the other day, and I'm like, I love this place. I'm never going to talk to myself about the brown, beautiful dirt lot that we live in. I love it. But Prince Rupert had me. It grabbed my heart for that day. I've never... And everybody on the boat was like, this is the most glorious. Is this heaven? No, it's Prince Rupert, actually, quite the opposite. So, hey, buddy, don't even think about living here. It's gorgeous. Look at that. Look
the
at
four
that
families
picture.
That were had places for sale that day loved it because the tourists came in. I'll buy it.
I'll tell you right now, I think every time a Royal Caribbean comes in, everybody puts a for sale sign in their front yard and just hopes to get now.
Are you kidding?
But
this
here's
is
the
for
problem.
Sale?
Where do you go?
Yeah,
there's no leaving Prince Rupert. It's you're
you
chained.
To go up
look
there.
At that photo of Prince Rupert that Toledo pulled up. Tell me that you know when you're getting away from it all and you're in a vacation and that little meadow you've got a photo of and it looks like the Matterhorn's your backyard. You think of putting a little one bedroom cabin right there and just fishing, living off the land, like you say stupid stuff like that. We're gonna live off the land. I'll fish. You'll cook. We'll just live here.
Yeah, the Building Alaska show is all about
exactly.
that.
Exactly. It's about idiots who quit.
That
all they do for 6 months out of the year is prepare for the winter.
Right.
And then the winter is just...
I got to cut more wood.
Yeah, we got to eat each other. By March, we got to eat each other. We're all out of crab meat. We're out of crab meat.
Freezer's empty.
Freezer's empty of crab meat. Looks like we got to eat the little ones first, right? Because they're the weakest. Don't care.
Sled dogs, then the little ones.
No, the sled dogs are important. The little ones go. Sorry about that, eh? There's no school this year anyway because it froze down. Yeah, Prince Rupert had me. But it's gorgeous. Gorgeous. Better than Mexico. You know what I never felt like in Prince Rupert? The entire city was going to start shooting at me. They just weren't happy with the weather. That's all. Canada, our neighbors to the north. Spend your dollars there.
Vancouver.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I'll already go, well, socialist idiots up. Really? Mexico, is that their government's better? Okay, we're going to get into that argument. Let's get ourselves a wake-up song. 585-9800, a good one. Maybe to tell Mexico we're done with. That's enough. That's plenty of you.
We're breaking up with you.
You can live next to us, but let's not look at each other anymore. Okay? Can we do that? If you start dating, I'll be fine. Date Columbia. They're right there. Give us a good one, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.